A case of sexual assault was first reported in June of 2011, and a year later, the Air Education and Training Commander ordered a command investigation into allegations against more than a dozen training instructors. As of Thursday, the Air Force confirmed that two additional cases are coming under scrutiny. That brings to 30 the total number of instructors who face possible charges. Joint Base San Antonio spokesman Brent Bowler says not all the charges involve sexual behaviors.
So we also now have 56 alleged victims, and of those, 13 are alleged sexual assaults, 32 are alleged unprofessional relationships with physical contact, and 11 are unprofessional relationships with no physical contact.
Last month, Staff Sergeant Ryan DeRoss faced charges of assault of two male trainees by refusing their request to use the restroom and then yanking them away from the urinals when they disobeyed that order. DeRoss also is accused of maltreatment of trainees by forcing them to drink toilet water. A special court-martial is scheduled January 3rd in the case against Staff Sergeant Christopher Jackson. He is accused of having sexual relations with two female trainees. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.